World Health, Anti-Aging Medicine, and Longevity. Transcript. What are we doing all this anti-aging medicine business about? I mean, what's the bottom line? Why be concerned about diet? Exercise, you know? Vitamins, antioxidants, hormone replacement therapy, stem cells, cloning. What's all about? Well, the simple analysis. The bottom line of it all is immortality. And when I say immortality, I'm not talking about living forever in a day. I'm not talking about Methuselah-like immortality of 969 years and beyond. What I am talking about is practical immortality. Life expectancies of 100, 101, 120, maybe 150. Who knows? Perhaps even 200, that is not quite within reach. But we can certainly envision it. It certainly isn't reach for laboratory animals right now, with simple modifications of diet of nutrients, of even a single gene modification in lower animals in the laboratory. I'm talking. You know, rats, roundworms, planaria, yeast cells, things like this. We can increase life expectancy up to 300%. Okay, so if we can do that in the lab, what reasonable person can say that we can't do this with humans? I personally believe that the potential exists for me to see 120 years, 150 years, perhaps even longer. I certainly know that every indication is there for half the baby boomers who are alive and well and healthy today, who are following an anti-aging lifestyle style, to see lifespans of 100 years of age and beyond. Now, isn't that worth living for? Isn't that worth modifying your diet, your exercise, your lifestyle? Just a little bit for, I mean, after all, in America today, the average individual healthcare in America, which is over $2 trillion that we're spending every year on healthcare, okay? That's something like $7,000-$8,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Well, to conduct a personal anti-aging medicine program only costs an individual about $2,000 a year. If they want to get started with it at a basic program, even if they want to do a full-blown anti-aging program, most people can get through that with a budget of $3,000 or $4,000 a year. So anti-aging medicine is really very cheap. Life insurance and the potential benefits, the potential dividends, aren't huge after all. What's just one more year of youthful productive lifespan worth to you? Well, how about 10 years? How about 20? That's the potential of anti-aging medicine. That's the potential of the biotech revolution that is silently going on in the background and that the doctors and scientists at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine are working day and night to help bring into reality. All this information is well documented. It's all scientific fact. And not making inhibit up, and it's all available for you if you want to learn more by going to http://www.worldhealth.net. That's World Health Net, the official website of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.